You are listening to Resolution Radio on ResolutionRDO.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
You in one easy lesson how the world works.
Use small words. I'm not as bright as you.
The house that puts family first will always defeat the house that puts the whims and wishes of its sons and daughters first. A good man does everything in his power to better his family's position, regardless of his own selfish desires.
Time, I sit and I wait for your call. I know I'm a fool, but what can I say? Whatever the price, I'll pay for you. Madam Blue. Once, long ago, a word from your lips and the world turned around, but somehow you've changed. future so far away. I long for the past and dream of the days with you. Madame Blue. We'll be right back.
to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionradio.com. You are listening to the Slain Tommy Show, and I am your host, Sunny Motherfucking T. Whitey Doe, bitches. You are here on the only show that matters, because obviously you've tuned in because you want to hear what this crazy son of a bitch has to say. But we have a lot to really cover tonight. We've got some current events we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk about the passing of one of talk shows, if not the greatest of all time, definitely the greatest pioneer of all time, especially when it comes to conservative / right-wing radio, and who is going to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh. That's going to be a very interesting situation. We've seen a lot of great broadcasters in the past who had died, such as Paul Harvey, and especially if those of us that remember Paul Harvey and his little segments, and now the rest of the story. Very interesting individual in his own run, too. I think he was like almost 94 years old or so when he passed away. So Rush Limbaugh has passed away at the age of 70. All those damn cigars he smoked all his years came back and bit him in the ass. Nothing exceeds that excess, right? So that's one of the things I always talk about, is the fact of making sure you have as much of a healthy lifestyle as possible. We've seen a lot of great talent over the centuries that ended up dying prematurely because of some of the vices that they had come across, as well as some of the other issues that have come along. We've seen a lot of great rockers over the years who have allowed their vices get the better of them. Some others, as time went on, just age, things that come with it. Like, for example, I was fortunate to see Kenny Rogers on his final tour about 6 years ago, I think in 2015, and I was glad because probably April, May of last year, Kenny Rogers finally passed away. We knew he was having some health issues anyway, but it was awesome to see a great legend like Kenny Rogers live at concert on the Gamblers' Last Deal tour. And as a thank you for having 50-plus years of a great musical career, I think it's also symbolic as some of these older artists that we grew up with from the 50s to now, you can call them heritage artists, but the bottom line is they are definitely disappearing. And it's really bummer with this bullshit thing that's going on, because of the fact that you're starting to see a lot of these older, artists that are still performing well in their 70s and 80s plus, such as Willie Nelson, Buddy Guy, and many other great groups. It's awesome because there are a lot of great music out there, and what's interesting is a lot of that music still sounds better than most of the crap you hear today. So that says a lot. One thing that really gets me is some of these really great groups that came up in the 70s and even some of the 80s that can still perform today, such as one of my favorite bands, like I just played Sweet Madam Blue by Styx. And, of course, the son by Dennis DeYoung. Of course, Dennis is in his early 70s, and I've seen him twice the last few years solo, and his voice still sounds great for a man his age. But, that whole part of the latter part of the 20th century, a lot of great talent. And I've actually had pretty good conversations with individuals over the years about, what was the better decade, the 70s or the 80s or 90s? Really, I hated the 90s. I thought the 90s sucked. I didn't think there was very many good talent that sprouted from the 90s. There was a few, and some of them are still around, obviously. But for the most part, most of the 90s I thought sucked. I feel, probably one of the better bands that come out in the 90s was Lords of Acid in 1991. Another one of my favorite bands that came out in the mid 90s is Stabbing Westward, who has actually, two of the main members have reunited recently and put out some new material, which I feature here on the program. And also at the same stroke, I've seen Godsmack is probably one of the other halfway decent bands that's come out and put material out fairly regularly. Fear Factory is another band from the 90s that's like still has phenomenal material. And what's interesting about them is they don't feature any guitar solos. It's all riffs and a mixture of melodic and death power metal. And I mean power as in straight power, not the polished power metal like you would normally hear from like Queensryche or something. But again, a lot of good stuff. But one of the things that really gets is most of the artists of the late 20th century, a lot of the baby boomer generation, are definitely reaching the end of their career. So the worst part of it is, for some of them, the only way they can make any money is by touring. And because pirating music has become such a big deal, as well as some other things. So one of the things I do enjoy about talk radio, especially depending on the host, is sometimes the bumper music they play in their stop sets. One of the things I like about 55KRC with Brian Thomas on the morning show is he didn't like hair metal that much, even though he obviously kind of grew up in that time period, but he kind of focuses a little bit more on some of the grunge. So, I mean, you'll hear Pearl Jam and some other shit. Every now and then he'll play some hair metal, and some of us probably request the Joe Strucker, his producer. But one of the songs I was surprised he played is actually Somebody Shake Me by Cinderella. As a matter of fact, the many times he's had me on as a guest, he actually used that as the bumper music. So I thought that was pretty cool because, you know, Cinderella's first album is one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. But one of the things I really enjoyed is doing on this program as well is featuring some of the bumper music that I also put in there, especially in post-production. So there's a lot of great shit. I'm a big music aficionado, and even recently I got some stuff in storage, and I've been going through some boxes that I have, and I have a huge music collection. I have over, last time I checked, well over 40,000 compact discs of music, all different genres, and from all different levels. I got local, independent, national, international, commercial, all sorts of material that I've collected over the years just because I'm a big fan of music. And I believe music is definitely language of the soul because you can, what I really like is some songs, no matter how much they age, they still have the same impact on you. For example, I can sit there and listen to some hardcore shit from like Overkill, you know, and like Shred or whatever, and then go play some kick-ass fucking, you know, maybe some Food Death Notes or maybe some I'm On I'm Off or whatever, and also the next track that comes on my playlist is In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. And it's just like, no matter how much I just got jammed and listen to all that fast, hard-paced shit, as soon as you hear that tabla kicking, then you hear the open guitar line, I mean, just instantly puts you in a mood, man. I mean, a lot of people have compared In the Air Tonight as being the Stairway to Heaven of the 80s. And I have to say that is probably a pretty good thing. Even though I hate Stairway to Heaven, I think that song fucking sucks. If that is Led Zeppelin's like creme de la creme, that says a lot about their fucking shit. I think that's one of the worst songs ever, man. It's way overrated, definitely overplayed. I can honestly say if I had enough of a CD length, I could probably put the songs I like from Led Zeppelin on one album. The problem is some of them are fairly long, and so it would probably go over the normal CD length running time, but I'm not a big Led Zeppelin fan at all. I think they're way overrated. I think the best part of Led Zeppelin is the rhythm section. John Bonham and John Paul Jones, fuck playing, fuck Page. I don't think Jimmy Page is all that in a bag of chips. He's way overrated. He's got like off-time blues riffs. mixed with folk. I mean, I'm just not impressed by Led Zeppelin at all. I think they're way overrated. Now, I have to say I've gotten into Black Sabbath a little bit more the last 5-10 years. And recently I spent some time at a buddy of mine's house this summer, and he played a lot of Black Sabbath. And I have to say, some of it isn't too bad. It's growing on me. I'm not a huge Ozzy Osbourne fan. I think he's a very terrible vocalist. But one thing you can, especially with solo stuff, you can honestly say Ozzy can pick the musicians. Same with Alice Cooper. They actually call it the Alice Cooper School of Music. When you look at the roster of the musicians that have played with, the King of Shock Rock. But the bottom line is, music is definitely the spice of life. Not that, but how many people could probably owe their existence to certain artists? For example, I don't care if you write a blank. If I wasn't playing Barry White, you wouldn't be here, motherfucker. I'm like hearing that deep baritone. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, you know, and the next thing you start hearing one of the Sultans of Satin Man, Barry White. Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for Barry White, any chick knows. You walk into a dude's house and he's playing Barry White or Marvin Gaye, you get fucked. I mean, seriously, I'm sorry. You're going to have just good deep stroking. That's just the way it is. Good music does that to somebody. So sometimes I just put in Lords of Acid when I'm ready for a good time. Yeah, I sit on acid. That's a great fucking song by Lords of Acid. Oh, fuck yeah. So, I mean, I was telling someone recently, sometime last week, about a lot of great Styx songs. And because they don't live in the United States, I was like, you got to listen to Styx. And there's a lot of really good shit there. Once you get past a lot of the high-end harmonies of the 70s, which is what they do, there's a lot of great musicianship there, a lot of great fucking kick-ass songs. And so I really enjoy Styx a lot, even more as I've gotten older, because a lot of the new music out there fucking blows ass. But the thing is, some songs I think are more poignant as time goes on. And I think Sweet Madam Blue by Styx, which came out in 1975 on the X album, is a prime example of that. I had played that a lot during Tea Party events that I had done almost 10 years ago. And I think that song, Sweet Madam Blue, is really more poignant now because it was written in 1975 during the big stagflation. That was plus after the big oil crunch from oil embargo in the Middle East. Also, after Nixon had resigned, so we had the accidental president, which was Gerald Ford, and even some tried to assassinate him too. What was interesting about that particular album, it was the last album that John Krulwinski, one of the original guitarists of the band, that played on and then left. And then they got Tommy Shaw, and of course, come out with a really great album after that. And I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Where is that? Yes. Crystal Ball was the next album, and then, of course, The Grand Illusion. Crystal Ball is a really great fucking album, too, man. But like I said, you don't hear great albums like this anymore. That's one of the problems I had with digital music, and I said that when I was on the radio in the early 90s. I said, I think the problem with compact discs are it's going to create instant gratification for music, and you're going to want to hurry up and go to that track that's a single instead of listening to the lead track or the track before it. Oftentimes, some songs become hits or become fan favorites because if you're listening to record or tape, you're forced to listen to the music. And so really it helps you appreciate the artistry of the band. I don't give a damn what the genre is. There's been many songs that became hits because they were on the same record. And because fans heard them, they started getting airplay. So that's an interesting thing. So, but again, go listen to Sweet Madam Blue again and listen to here's a little short run on off the album Equinox off Wikipedia by Styx. The 12-string guitar instrumental Prelude 12 was composed by Krulwinski. It segues into the most well-known song on the album, Sweet Madam Blue, which is written by which was written about the then imminent U.S. bicentennial. The track became a staple of all Styx tours with Dennis DeYoung. It is a rare example of a Styx song having four vocal parts and includes a one-time backing vocal by Chuck Pinozzo during the America refrain. And Chuck is the bass player of Styx, and of course, John Pinozzo is the drummer and his brother. Because they were actually the two members that started it with Dennis DeYoung and then Jerry Weil, which is James Young. So that was basically kind of like our neighborhood kids that got together and started putting a band called Trade Winds 4. And then when he went to get signed, decided to call himself Styx, which is named after River the Dead. So again, great fucking album. But the bottom line is, this song, I think, is even more poignant now, you know, 45 plus years later, compared to some of the shit today. And so that's the topic we're going to talk about here. We're going to be joined by Gunnar Troy after the break. And we're going to talk about the state of talk radio now that the great one, Rush Limbaugh, has gone to the happy hunting ground in the sky, and the golden EIB microphone should now remain forever silent. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens after that and the circumstances that are going to follow afterwards. Now the fairness doctrine is going to be in full effect soon because Democrats have large majority control, and we're going to see some serious shit go on and some ideas I think we need to do about radio as far as ensuring that new local talent is spotted up, as well as making sure that some local format on talk radio in your network covers local issues and actually talk about real shit instead of asking about Coke or Pepsi, which is something I still see in some of the local shit. Like WHIO here is so out of touch, they can't even find their ass with two hands. But that's just me. But here at Resolution Radio, we cover a lot of topics and a lot of different things. We're always looking to increase that. But we're going to talk about this with Gunnar Troy after this brief messages.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In ancient times, man roamed the earth in a constant state of hunting or being hunted. Introducing Caveman, where cutting-edge science meets ancient super nutrients. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You are listening to The Sonny Thomas Show with Sonny Thomas on ResolutionRDO.com. Call in now, 607-203-5423.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Mike Howe, and you're listening to The Sonny Thomas Show. Yeah! And get the new album, Damned If You Do.
Check out Metal Church, again, one of my favorite bands from the 80s. I had some really cool-ass riffs and stuff. And interesting, no band sounds like Metal Church. I mean, that's one thing you could definitely say. No band sounds like Metal Church. And that's one of the things. Even Mike, I agree with that. He thought, well, yeah, that's I definitely agree with that, man. So I think that's pretty good. So you can go to metalchurchofficial.com. You can check out some of the stuff. Plus, they've come out with some fairly new material recently. So there is a... Just check on the website real quick. They actually have some stuff that's popped out pretty recently. So Damned If You Do came out in 2019. I got to see them on tour in Indianapolis that summer. And got to interview Mike Howe a second time. That was really cool. I also got to talk to Stett Howland, the drummer who's played with Wasp for a number of years. And I met him once before at a Wasp thing as well, so I thought it was pretty cool. It's actually a pretty cool special edition release from Metal Church 2020 from the Vault. And it's got some interesting new studio tracks. It's got Dead on the Vine, For No Reason, Conductor, Above the Madness, B-sides tracks from Damned If You Do Sessions, Mind Thief, Tell Why Vision, False Flag, Instrumental, and 432 Hertz. So, oh, what else is on here? They also got some cover songs from The Vault, Please Don't Judas Me, which is a Nazareth cover, Green Eyed Lady, which is Sugarloaf, Black Betty, which is Random Jam, that'll be interesting to hear. Agent Green, live in Japan, and Anthem to the Estranged, also live in Japan. So, interesting to check some of that stuff out. As Metal Church is just one of these cool-ass bands you come across, you're just like, fuck yeah. And these guys are cool. They still appreciate it. People still show up with their stuff. Plus, here before they come out with Metal Church Classic Live, and it features 9 classic songs recorded during the 2016 tour, which I also did an interview with Mike Howell and the tour bus there in front of Ugg Bodies in Dayton, Ohio. You can go to youtube.com/thehmd, and you can find the interview I did with Mike, which was really cool. I still have to format the second one I did. Why I haven't gotten to it yet, I just kicked myself in the ass when we do it this weekend. So, but I have played the audio on the show, but definitely need to check that out. Okay, so where do we go from here? Because the biggest problem we have is that Rush is gone. So those are huge shoes to fill as far as a huge market loss. One of the reasons why Rush Limbaugh wasn't taken off the air is because he was a multi-million dollar talent and had huge sponsorships. So it would have been foolhardy for anyone to try to take Limbaugh off the air because of the fact that the lobbyists would swarm Congress and basically demand that he be on the air. Plus the fact if he did take him off, it would be a blatant, obvious attack on First Amendment rights and freedom of speech. So it would be a huge power grab, a government overreach that just would not be acceptable. Sean Hannity is the second biggest and in some ways more influential because of the fact that ever since he kind of got away from Ted Cruz and went towards Donald Trump, he's got a lot more hardcore on many things, though he's still sycophant for Israel. You can just, every time he talks about Netanyahu and Israel, you can just hear that, now all that slurping going on. I mean, he does some big, deep throat gulps there, man. I mean, seriously, he's on that jukebox like you cannot imagine. I mean, seriously. But for the most part, though, Andy is hardcore when it comes to Americana issues and seeing how much our freedoms are disappearing right in front of us. That's an issue in itself. But what do we do from here? One of the things I suggest is that we really push to get Alex Jones on a lot more AM and FM channels now more than ever. Not to replace Rush, but to fill a need. And you're going to see a lot of right-wing radio shows going to try to vie for that bill. And maybe Bill O'Reilly might step up a little bit more again. It's going to be interesting to see. But what I really want to see is more local talent really stepping up and talking about issues that matter in your area, especially in the morning hours. For, again, like I mentioned, 55 KRC in Cincinnati. At least you know what's going on in Cincinnati. You know you have a $20 million deficit. And you actually have city council members fighting to get on so they can talk about these issues. In Dayton, we have no such thing. We have the Mommy Valley Morning News on WHIO, which is basically an e-book of the Dayton Daily News. And they have a format that's absolutely detestable, and they don't know what the fuck is going on from one minute to the next. So that's one of the issues that I have. With Dayton Radio, it just completely sucks ass. And at least I do my part to try to raise some awareness when possible what's going on here in the Mock Valley and, you know, trying to get some idea what's going on. But, again, unless it's a Republican who has a gaffe, never hear a fucking thing that's going on here. And it takes a Democrat get busted for pedophilia and major money laundering combined to even get any coverage about what the fuck happened to that guy. And they're real. They do, like, follow-ups. They don't do cameras in the face like they do if it was a Republican who did the gas. So that's an issue in itself. So let's get Gunner's take on what he thinks should happen next. Make sure you check out his program on Sundays, European American News, in Troy, and take a listen to what he has to say because of the fact that I plucked him from another network because I could see some talent. And he definitely has gotten some really great ratings here on the Resolution Radio Network. And so I'm very happy to always converse with him on topics of discussion such as this. Welcome back, Gunner.
Well, thanks for having me back on the show, Sonny. Always a pleasure, brother.
It's always a pleasure being on your show as well, my friend. So unfortunately, Brian couldn't join us this evening, so I was going to get his take on this. Some others I talked to that have been affected by the weather in the central area or near Texas. So I had others that wouldn't be able to come on because either pipes burst or power outages. So that's a major issue in itself. We've seen countries that used to be first world countries like South Africa have regular blackouts for several hours a night in many cases. California has roving brownouts and blackouts. That's because of all the damn libtards want these fucking stupid-ass fan blades out there. And then they get bird strike or something. Next thing you know, they clog up. Or in this case, they froze up. So we get some serious issues with that. But kind of this issue is, what's going on with this stuff? The problem I see is, with the Fairness Doctrine, could be easily re-implemented, and they can completely censor terrestrial radio when it comes to conservative voices. Then they'll probably try to find some way to go after conservative pod talk broadcasts as well. So programs such as mine, yours, Nordic Frontier can be easily censored over time. And the biggest problem is, unless you've got enough audience draw that supports you financially, you can't. You're at the behest of whoever's got you on their servers. So that's an issue in and of itself. And we've seen, for example, Nordic Frontier have jumped platforms because Spreaker fucked them. And then Mr. Bond, who is a hardcore right-wing guy, has been arrested recently. So, I mean, there's a lot of crazy shit going on. But now more than ever, we must really step up and have our voices being heard. So, come, I'm going to put the mic over to you for a few minutes. You give us your thoughts on what you think we should do next now that the Great Rush has been zipped off from this plane of reality.
I mean, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking, Russian. Or rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, definitely, you know, the greatest conservative, you know, show host on the airwaves over the last, what now, 20 years or longer. So, I mean, just an incredible career for him. And Rush, someone I listen to, honestly, almost a little bit of his three-hour show on the radio every day here in the area I live in. It was on. So, I mean, you know, it's just somebody that I listen to, you know, a lot. And, again, hard to see him go because, I mean, you were right, Sonny. They couldn't just take him off the air. Too big, too many followers, and there would have been an uprising had they tried to take him off the air. But, I mean, definitely hated by the left. You saw what Pelosi did to Trump's speech. That wasn't only how she felt about Trump during that State of the Union address. That was also how she felt about Rush Limbaugh and him receiving that medal from the president. So all of that was tied in together. It's a very, very bad night for Nancy that night. But, I mean, what we need to do is we just need to keep plugging away, you know, at this. And we are at the mercy, and we've known this for a long time now. We are at the mercy of whatever platform we're on. We make no money at resolutionradio.com. You know, we are not a multi-million dollar business like Parler was, and they can be shut down. So how easy would it be for them to come in? And, I mean, this has happened, honestly, on other networks that I have been on through this same platform that we currently use and others where we have just been canceled because they did not like our content or where there was enough complaints about our content that the whole network was just canceled. And overnight, you lost everything. If you didn't have shows backed up to a hard drive, you lost everything overnight as far as your shows went. So, I mean, we've known this is – reality for years now, you know, just again, you constantly hear me say this, something we've known for years, for a decade. It's the truth. Gunner thinks he knows everything. Sonny and Brian, they think they know everything. No, we don't know everything, but we could see a lot of this coming. You know, this is a lot of the stuff we've been warning people about for years and years. So again, it's just something we're going to have to just continue to plug away at, you know, get the word and the message out as much as you can, as often as you can, until you can't do it anymore because your network's been stripped away from you. And we see that coming. I mean, I talked last week about Dominion basically being able to get Lou Dobbs' show canceled on Fox. He's involved in that lawsuit that they have against Fox News for what they said about the Dominion voting machines. So he's gone. Who knows if he'll be back? And that was another powerful voice, right-wing conservative voice, on every day of the week, you know, Monday through Friday. His show is gone. So I think, honestly, we're going to continue to see this over the summer where more and more of these right-wing media outlets are taken off the air or just completely shut down. I think you'll see it start with smaller ones first. Those will be the easiest ones to pick off. The aren't getting a lot of listens. People aren't going out there. They really don't know about it. And if they can, you know, deem them a white supremacist or neo-Nazi radio outlet or station, that's just one more thing that, you know, that would make people look the other way and not think it's that big of a deal. But, I mean, you are going to start seeing larger shows, larger hosts, more well-known names cancel out here pretty soon. It's definitely what the left wants. That's one of the first things, Sonny, that happens in a communist regime. They take over the airways. There is no thought, nothing that you hear come out of that box or the idiot tube you watch at home will not be 100% approved by this communist Democratic Party. And that's kind of an oxymoron to call it the communist Democratic Party, because they are anything but democratic, as we will very soon find out, Sonny. So, I mean, you know, batten down the hatches. Rough roads ahead, you know. It's going to be a long winter, as Joe Biden said. And it's going to be a long winter.
Yeah, for a Game of Thrones reference, winter is coming.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And speaking of winter, I just want to reference back to what you were talking about going on in Texas. You know, unfortunately, stuff like this doesn't just affect the leftist morons who voted for this stuff. It affects the right-wingers who didn't vote for it, too. But let me ask you, leftist without power. Well, I guess I can't really ask you. You're not hearing this show. Well, maybe you'll hear it in the archives. How's that wind energy working out for you right about now? You know, in the below freezing temperatures with no heat and no access to electricity. You know, how's that working out for you? Well, glad to see your vote is working for you 100%. And, again, this is the stupidity that we're dealing with. I was going to mention the story on my show on Sunday. I did not get the chance. More of this liberal communist lobby, Sonny. I know you've seen this story about the $15 minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
They literally tell you that $1.4 million people, Sonny, would lose their jobs as a result of this $15 minimum wage. But 900,000 people would then be risen out of poverty. This is what makes that work for them. 104 million people lose their job and go into poverty, but there's 900,000 people who are currently in poverty who would be brought up out of that. And that.
And what they don't also realize, too, especially in these fast food joints, it's already $8 or $9 for a combo now. Unless you're eating like the dollar or like a $4 menu from Four from Four on Wendy's, you know, you really can't afford to go out and especially feed a family. The big, another biggest problem is the means of the cost would go up even more. So it'd be almost $12 a pound because, I mean, this is basic mathematics, but under common core math, it doesn't matter. But one thing I did want to mention, we talk when it comes to understanding the purpose of the spoken voice, especially on talk radio. Shooter Jennings, which is Waylon Jennings' son, has a very interesting background in music that he plays. He doesn't really focus on country much like his father did. And really, I don't think Waylon was that good. You listen to a lot of his music, it's very slow-paced and boring. I mean, I did not have Waylon Jennings' fame much at all. But I've tried to listen to it. A couple songs are okay, but I think his son has a lot more potential because he can really mix things up. But his 2009 album, Black Ribbons, was featured on one of Alex Jones' shows, and the basic concept is it's set in the near future and is a broadcast by a fictional disc jockey, Will O' the Wisp, during his last night on the air before the U.S. government takes control of the airways. He has vowed to play the one band the American government does not want him to play. And, of course, the narrator that is the DJ is actually Stephen King himself, so that was pretty interesting. But I had heard during the interview that when Shooter was writing this, he was actually thinking of Alex Jones as being the one that was actually literally locked himself in a control room, and right before they go to pull the plug on him and shit, he's sitting there screaming at the top of his lungs, you know, do something, you know, they're coming, and all of a sudden they take him out. There's actually a joke here. There's a rock station here back in the early 90s or something, and guy locked himself in the, I guess it was a disgruntled employee, locked himself in control room and kept playing Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive, over and over and over again. They literally had bust out the windows, something like right out of Shawshank Redemption when they're breaking into the warden's office. and get his ass and yank him out of there. And then he's still at his job. He's suspended. As soon as he come back, he did the same fucking thing, so he fucking canned him. So that was an interesting thing that happened here. But, again, we listened to very interesting albums growing up, such as Queensryche's Operation Mindcrime, where they talk about some political stuff that really starts to make you think, or even Obsolete by Fear Factory. These are really great records. And I remember reading dystopic books back in the late 80s, early 90s about stuff that was happening. And it's interesting how a lot of these same topics are in these record albums. Not only that, but how many books, movies, and records have told us, warned us about the rise of the machines, the robots and AI, and something else I want to talk to you about, Gunners, too, is I saw someone on their story on Facebook was able to take their face and impose it on, I guess, Marilyn Monroe's body or Betty White's body or something, and I was like, who the fuck is that? And I realized it was her. And so they get this new AI now where you can take your face and put in someone's body, or you can warp your face to look like a celebrity. This guy was able to do Leonardo DiCaprio. So what scares me is we know the CIA used to make fake Bin Laden videos to try to propel their war against terror shit, and it's the same stroke. We see a lot of special effects they use in films, but now we're basically looking like the man of many faces from, Game of Thrones, who can literally just wipe his face and boom, he's a whole other individual. So, I mean, that's a whole interesting thing now, is that they can make a video of you, Gunner, saying a bunch of shit that you never said, able to replicate your voice, and you have no way to disprove it unless you can honestly prove at that moment where you were at. And that's a scary shit. So what are your thoughts on that crap?
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, we've, again, stuff we've seen coming. All of this stuff that they're doing to us or trying to do to us is all stuff that for a long time we've been, or they've been at least hinting that they do indeed have this kind of technology. And now, we see every day them release, some of this just wasn't pipe dreams. Some of this now is actual reality. And unfortunately we see that depending on who they plan to use it against, will it be good used for good or evil? Well, I can tell you right now that the hands that it's in, it will not be used for any kind of good as far as our people are concerned. This is all just going to be very, very bad.
Yeah, I mean, and how they push this shit through is using consumerism. So they make it as a really cute toy, or they make it trendy. Oh, check this out. You should get this. Oh, wow. I mean, how cool was it 20-some-odd years ago when you first saw The Matrix and you saw Keanu Reeves doing that move where the bullets flew by him and shit? That was really cool. But now some of that special effects are used on a lot of other films and shit. But the thing that really gets me is just like with the discount shopping cards, like for Kroger, I saw a documentary about 11 years ago that basically says, oh, you do realize that all those shopper cards are tied into your insurance policy, right? And basically what they do is, for example, I give a perfect example. Let's say your mother has, maybe she's suffering from gout. And, of course, if you eat a lot of meat, it will inflame that and make it worse. So let's say the situation is maybe you had lost your job because of COVID. And you're eating hand to mouth and trying to throw out the evening, how are you going to get your next meal and feed your family? Your mom goes out to the store, buys you a bunch of meat to put in the freezer for a while to help feed you and your kids. And she uses her shopper's card. Next thing you know, she looks at her health insurance policy and starts seeing a spike on her rates. What the fuck? Well, it turns out that it doesn't matter what you're purchasing it for. The fact that you purchased it and got your discount has now got you listed as, oh, you're now a high insurance risk because you're buying all this meat all of a sudden. So it's like maybe you fell off the wagon, so to speak, and start buying a bunch of meat. But, of course, we're starting to see the price of meat starting to rise dramatically. We're also seeing that many ranchers are not getting prices like they used to. And this is all part of Agenda 21 to eliminate our consumption of meat. And, of course, which will help ensure the strength of our bodies by meat consumption. So this is one of the things they're pushing for hardcore. But we're also starting to see in Chinese warehouses, robots are starting to do all the fulfillment orders. And anyone who works on Amazon talks about the robots where they bring you the items that have been secured, and then you basically just pack them. How long is it going to be before they actually eliminate your packing job because they can do it all through automation? Because automation is always the enemy of labor as far as longevity, because manual labor is always going to be expensive, and you can eliminate in any way. You eliminate that, you eliminate the health costs, and same shirt, you can pick up production. That's the situation. But robots are definitely becoming part of our lives. How long is it before we have Cylons and Terminators and iRobots coming around and tell you how it's going to be, man?
The old Terminator movies, they'll be back. I mean, you know, well, and I mean, that stuff could happen. I mean, you're talking about, you know, packer jobs and whatever that these robots would be doing. All they'd be doing is taking the jobs that the immigrants are coming over here and getting anyway. So maybe, honestly, I'd rather deal with the robots than foreign immigrants bringing all kinds of third world diseases and problems to our country. So I don't know. I'm not completely against the robot idea.
True, but the problem with that is when you look at the Georgia Guidestones and you see that they want to keep the world population under 500 million, that means 85% of the world's population has to die. Now, one thing you're starting to see in many places in the UK, they are really going to hardcore this COVID crap.
Well, sure they are.
There's people that just going to work are being arrested by the blue meanies. Even if they've got a permit slip to say they're allowed to be out, they're being arrested. I remember my employer, when this shit first started here, we went ahead and drafted a letter basically said that we were essential. So, I mean, that was an interesting situation. But what it boils down to is everything they hated the Nazis for, they're fucking implementing. Papers, papers, please, papers. So, I mean, and what are they going to do? They're going to make sure you have no jab, no job. So, I mean, how is this any different than fucking hurling, you know, hurting Jews in the ghettos and supposedly the concentration camps to die in the showers? You know, how is this any fucking different what they're doing to their own Brits in Britannia? I mean, this is really some sick shit. Are we going to make the Muzzies take the shot? Are they going to make the Africans take the shot? I mean, that's the problem. Can you imagine going to have a bunch of Muzzies and say, oh, no job, no job. I mean, they'll fucking go jihadi on your ass.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's exactly what this COVID nonsense and this vaccination is all about, in my true opinion. It is about depopulating the earth a little bit. I really feel with all my heart that this has been in the works and planned out very, very meticulously by the people who are perpetrating this evil against us and then trying to give us this vaccination for it that I honestly think is going to end up killing a lot more people than
or sterilizing.
Exactly. Or sterilizing them and costing us future generations. So, nothing that this government, either side of it, telling us to do or wants us to do is good for us. And again, just shout out to our brothers and sisters down in Australia. They got those protests, those anti-vaccination protests coming up. I believe it's this weekend. So, you know, just make sure your thoughts and your prayers are with them. Or if you're down there, make sure that you're safe and have a safe protest and return home to your loved ones at night. But, you know, they're dealing with that down there. And like I said on my show, and like Brian said, this is stuff that we fully expect to end up coming here. I mean, this is stuff is not too far off where they're making us get the mandatory vaccination and we have to prove that we've gotten it in order to keep our job and go to work. You know, it already started with having your temperature taken every day. At the job I worked at all summer long and the one I'm at now, you get to work, they take your temperature. If it's over 98 point whatever degrees, you either have to stand there for a few minutes to calm down, which I had to do almost every day in the summertime. I run hot. Or if you'll really have a fever and it don't come down after a few minutes and they can't do it again and you're all right, they send you home for the day. No pay. Make you go get a COVID test. If it comes back positive, they'll pay you. If it comes back negative, you get nothing. And they made you stay home. So they've already been conditioning us for this. So it's coming here. It really is, Sonny, and it's scary. It really is because they can make us do this. And like Brian, you, myself have said, they're going to try to meet us with that needle in our arm, and we're going to meet them at the door with hot lead. Because, you know, there's just some of us, we're not going to take that. I'll find out another means of making cash and means to support myself if I have to have a vaccination in order to go to some factory job. It's not worth risking my life.
That's why they're trying to make a digital currency, because they're trying to eliminate cash. So when you look at the drug wars of the 1980s, and there's a really good documentary you should check out if you haven't seen already called Cocaine Cowboys, also features the music of Jan Hammer in it. Talks about the how the drug wars affected South Florida starting in the late 70s. And, of course, you're talking about the Dadeland Mall shooting, where there's an outright shootout between two rival groups there, and, as well as some other stuff. But it's also talking about the person who was behind most of the cocaine that was coming to Miami was called the Godmother. She was a Colombian national, and they talk about some of the shit that she did and everything else. But it's a very powerful documentary. But, of course, when you see it reflected like a movie Scarface, I mean, what do you see? When he gets all this money, he's literally coming there with big, giant laundry duffel bags of cash that he's actually, you know, putting into his bank accounts and stuff. After 9/11, you sure as fuck can't do that now. Everything, every transaction's got to be cataloged, and they have to have a reason why. I mean, you can't even carry more than $10,000 in that attaché case going through the airport. They will completely question you. Any type of law enforcement, I mean, for example, Don Johnson got pulled over in Europe. He had just gotten the funding for a film he was working on. That was his down payment for his buy money. And he had to sit there and go through all this rigmarole at a routine traffic stop to explain why he had $15,000 in cash in a satchel. And that's because that was his down payment money for beginning of his next film. And it took him several days to get all that cleared up and to get released from jail because they thought he was laundering money. And it turns out that wasn't the case. So they're getting to the point now where it's like having any type of cash. I mean, you see probably see now, when you go to even a Walmart, you walk into a store and you give them more than a $20 bill, they hurry up to take the marker and make sure it's authentic, man. I see them doing on fives and ones now. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious that you even, because there's some, you know, day laborers do a construction job, they get paid in hundreds. And it's hard to break down some of this money sometimes. I mean, they literally treat you like you're a suspect.
Well, we are suspects. I mean, we're their suspects. Suspect number one, suspect number two. They have no other suspects but us. So, and again, that's what we're going to be dealing with.
Now we're getting like a woman gets police home visit over anti-mask Facebook post. Knock, knock, it's the thought police, and we're starting to see that too in other places. But we're also seeing in like Melbourne, Australia, there's a big, huge uprising that's getting ready to happen there to really go against the masking as well as any mandatory vaccinations. And of course,
well, and it's also the lockdowns. Their
yes.
Lockdown date, I believe, was supposed to expire yesterday, which would have actually for us would have been Tuesday, since they're technically a day ahead of us. So they were basically protesting now that if the lockdowns went a second past what they were told the expiration date was going to be, that they were supposed to be outside the House of Parliament, or I don't know exactly how the government works in Australia, if it's Parliament or what, if they have something set up like us. But they were supposed to be down at the main building, I believe, out front of Sydney or Melbourne to protest, you know, and stand up and say, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. And I agree. You know, basically, Kentucky had to tell Bashir here not too long ago to go stick it in his ear because of his lockdowns and telling us we couldn't be out past 10 o'clock. Excuse me, sir. This is Kentucky. We're going to do what we want. We're not going to be pushed around by some panty-waist Democrat governor who got elected only because the Republican ticked off so everybody here so bad that he couldn't get himself reelected in a state that voted 65 or 68% for the Republican in both the most recent presidential and Senate races. So you got to stand up to these people, Sonny. At some point, you have to, as a people, say enough is enough and make a stand. So that is why right now we are so interested, especially on my show, European American News, in what's going on in Australia because of what they're dealing with. The mandatory lockdown, the mandatory mask, the mandatory vaccinations, they are dealing with it all. And the stories are coming out. See, I think this is going on in other countries, Sonny, but the stories aren't coming out about it yet. They're not talking about it. Their governments aren't releasing stories about this. Unfortunately, the Australian people seem to be a little more bold, a little more outspoken. Their news outlets seem to reach a little farther and be a little more free than other countries around the world. So we're keeping a very, very close eye on what's going on in Australia, because I think as Australia goes, the rest of the world will go. And usually that's true of us.
His bag is not bad for a former penal colony.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, the Australians have a lot of pride, as they should. Those are some tough, tough brothers and sisters down there. You know, most of us could not make it. Where they, I mean, you know, go walk about in the bush for a day or two, you're not going to make it. They'd find you in the belly of an alligator 15, 20 years from now. So tough brothers and sisters down there, absolutely 100%. So, I mean, we are rooting for them, absolutely rooting for them.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing in the summer, right? Because it's just all places just going to shit real fast. I mean, we see a lot of former first world countries such as South Africa have completely gone down the hole, and no one seems to really care. I mean, it's like they keep on trying to push this shit because they're going like, well, guess what? Ticketmaster is going to say now, well, you have to have a proof of a COVID shot before you can even go to a gig. Guess what? Your venue just went bankrupt, motherfucker, because nobody's going to bother. And even if you don't, they can wait till the very last minute to pull that on you. So you can spend, you know, $16 to $60 on a ticket, or even $600, and you can get turned away at the gate. And guess what? There's no refund, motherfucker. You're screwed.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, and all of these countries, Sonny, that go from first world countries to third world countries, they do so as a result of communism or Jewry or both. Mm-hmm. One or the other or both gets them in the end. So we have a both problem in this country. Our ancestors and forefathers tried to warn us. They tried to warn us. They tried to warn us. And unfortunately, we did not get smart and did not smarten up over the years as we could see all this stuff happening right in front of our eyes. And our fathers and their fathers sat there idly by and did absolutely nothing. And now we have to pick up the pieces and pick up the torch and march. I mean, it is, you know, just about that time to, you know, talking is overrated. It's cheap. And with this group of people, Sonny, never going to work. It's never going to work because there's no amount of appeasing them, no amount of bending over backwards and letting them shove it up your rear end with no lube. There's no amount of that that's ever going to be good enough for these people. Our extinction, erasing us from history, that is the only thing that will make these people happy. So there is no talking to them anymore. At some point, it's going to be all-out war, and we got to prepare for that. I mean, right now, that's all we can do is sit back, prepare, and watch as things unfold and continue to just get worse and worse and worse, which, if you've been listening to Brian over the last few months, few years, that's exactly what needs to happen, being in that accelerationist camp. Things need to get worse. You know, the American people the ones that are still content and complacent and happy with their little lives and how things are going, and they think things are still going great, they have not had a taste of communism yet. They live in an area that is mostly white, that is mostly run by Republicans, who, for the most part, at the city, state, and local levels, are really out to keep their communities nice. In the areas you don't have that, those are the people who are getting upset. Those are the people who are experiencing communism, for the most part, firsthand. Those are the ones we see getting upset and getting woke very quickly. Woke overnight in most instances. So what it's going to take is it getting worse all across the entire country, even in these nice little areas, and it will. It absolutely will, because those are the areas they'll be targeting, the white areas. The areas that aren't diverse enough, Sonny, are the areas that will be targeted first. Under the Biden administration, they're going to need to diversify all these areas, which there goes your happy life, right out the fucking window. Oh, man. Well, you say it all the time. I can say it one time. So, I mean, there it goes. I mean, just right out the window, Sonny. So, batten down, like I said before, batten down the hatches, buddy. It's going to be a long winter, a long spring, a long summer, and into next year, if we make it out of this year. It's just, you know, be getting ready for it, because here it comes. Here it comes.
Yeah, it's going to get nasty real fast, man. That's the thing that gets me the most, is that people are still sitting around with a thumb up their ass, like, oh, we'll just wait on our money committed from good old Joe Biden. So they're still fucking around with that. I'm sitting going, dude, don't you realize? It's like, you're waiting on a little piddly-ass $1,400, or so now they're starting to have stipulations, and who gets that? And then at the same stroke, they're setting it up where if you got kids, you can get $1,400 per child. How many women are going to sit there and gobble up all that fucking money? And you know they're not saving it for a rainy day. And the next thing you know, it's getting used to the UBI, Universal Basic Income.
Yeah. Well, that $1,400 amount, Sonny, it's like how much do we need to give the American people in this bill that we can sneak whatever it is that we need to sneak through in this bill right on past them, and they won't complain, they won't say nothing, because they got $1,400 in their pocket, they're on Walmart.com, they're on Amazon.com, they're out there buying new TVs and new DVD players and everything else that means absolutely nothing in this world. How much money do we need to give them, Sonny, to sneak amnesty through?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, it's like I was saying on my show this past Sunday when the caller called in about these executive orders that Biden's filling out. What else is in these orders? Why is it so important for him to have pushed this stuff through when he owned the House, he owned the Senate, he owned the White House? He'd have no problem getting this stuff voted through, and he has to sign executive orders. What else are in these orders that they're not telling us about? And we know the Democrats, historically very bad about this, any bill they propose that looks like it might be trying to help the American people has all kinds of pork attached to it that is stuff the American people would never vote for in 100 million years. But there it is. They've managed to weasel it in there and sneak it past because we were distracted by something else that was in there that we actually wanted. And this is how they do it. So $1,400, I spit on that $1,400. Keep it. If it's going to cost me amnesty, if it's going to cost me some of my gun rights, if it's going to cost me any of the rights, freedoms that I have left, you can keep that $1,400. You can wad it up in a little ball and shove it right up Biden's butt. I don't want it. I don't need it. So I don't know, Sonny. This is just, it's all very, very bad. You know, anything they say that they're trying to do good to help us, we know that their intentions are never that. So what else is going to be attached to this bill with this $1,400? What are they buying? What are they buying us off? You know, because that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that's the thing that is really paramount, is what exactly is happening here. And because that's how it always is. They'll call it something to make it sound like something you want, and then all the shit that's in there, all the pork and the devil's in the details, and you realize, dude, this isn't what I signed up for.
Well, and we know that the people who actually, whose vote counts on this stuff, they don't read these bills, Sonny. Well, what's in the bill, Congressman? I have no flipping idea.
What's in the bill, Senator?
I don't know. I read a little bit of it, maybe a page or two of this 80-page or 120-page bill. So they don't know what's in it. How in the world are we supposed to know what's in it if the people who are actually voting on it and whose votes count, they don't know? So, I mean, that's why it's so important to go out on these websites. I believe it's congress.gov. Check out all these bills. Make sure you're in contact with your senator and your, you know, local representatives, if it's a local matter, and you are letting them know how you feel on certain bills. That is the only way to persuade their vote one way or the other, is if they get enough people saying, absolutely not, do not vote for this bill. It has to be done. So, I mean, you have to be informed. Again, knowledge is power. Know what is in these bills, what they're attaching. Now, the ones that sound bad, like all these gun bills coming at us, well, you just know you can vote no on those right away. $1,500 and anything else that they try to tell you is good for us. Uh-oh. Red flag. What are they trying to sneak past me? Because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to get something past you.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. It's just it's scary shit. That's just pretty good stuff. All right, man, any final words you got there on what do you think we should do about the state of talk radio now that the that rush has passed on?
Well, like I said before, Sonny, we just got to keep plugging away. I mean, shows like yours, you know, shows like Nordic Frontier and the other shows on this network, they just need to keep on the air and keep getting the message out there and keep trying to wake up our people as much as we can until we can't do it anymore. Like I said, I mean, there's really nothing we're going to be able to do in the long run with them having just about power over everything. Rush would have been the one chess piece they would have needed to remove from the board. Unfortunately, nature basically did that for him, them. And that's what happened here in this scenario. They didn't have to lift a finger in order to get him off the air. He is gone now. So what do you do going forward? Again, you just keep plugging away. You know, you keep getting the word out there that, you know, now that he's gone, you know, not to poach his listeners, but there are other right-wing media outlets that they can turn to for comfort in these times of great despair is exactly what we're living in. And if there was one person on the airwaves, you know, who was not of the white nationalist group that would tell it like it is and give it to you straight, it was Rush. It was absolutely Rush. So, again, just, you know, absolutely terrible to lose him, someone I enjoyed listening to thoroughly. But as a host of a right-wing radio show, I'm just going to keep doing what I do for as long as I'm allowed or able to do it, because more people need to wake up. We need more voices out there like this. That is why I encourage everybody every week, as I'm sure Sonny does too, if you think you can do this, if you think you have a voice for the radio and want to get on the air, contact Sonny and let him know that you're interested. He'd be more than happy to listen to you and maybe give you a shot at the free night we got open during the week, so we can get 7 nights a week coverage on this network, which is what we're pushing for. So again, you know, just keep supporting your independent media outlets now more than ever, because you see what they're able to do to a couple of these hosts here recently on TV. I'm sure they've silenced a couple of radio hosts. We just probably haven't heard about it yet, and probably, you know, eliminated some of these smaller platforms. We know they can go after the big fish, and the ones that are worth a lot of money, it's nothing for them to pick off the smaller fish. I mean, absolutely nothing. It's easy for them. So, again, you know, just keep plugging away. Keep promoting shows like this one and networks like this. Again, like Sonny said, getting just a ton of listens now on the network across the board. It's not just one or two shows that people are tuning into. 6 nights a week, about the same amount of people tuning in to catch every show, and we're listened to all over the world, from corner to corner. Everywhere you look on the map, when we pop up where our listens come from, it lights up. So just keep spreading the word. You know, get the word out there. If it's something you think you can do, definitely get involved. You know, like Travis said on my show a couple weeks ago, even if you can't get boots on the street right now, if that's not something you can do, there's plenty other stuff to do in the movement that is well worth your while and needs to be done that can really, really help out our people in this time of need. So, again, just I encourage anybody that can to get involved.
Yeah, that's definitely a must, brother. All right, man. Well, appreciate you getting your thoughts on that. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Sonny. Thanks for having me on, brother. Hail victory.
Hail victory. Okay, so Gunnar brought some really good points about the fact that, besides the fact we're always looking for new talent for ourselves, but the thing is we definitely need to encourage local people who want to step up, because that's how a lot of these greats started. They started in local markets. Sometimes they were just a commentary as a DJ, and then started coming into an actual program, and then one thing led to another. It's how Hannity started. I mean, a lot of these guys that are big media types now started off very small. And so those are some things to talk about. Now, me personally, I do have a little bit of a radio background from high school. But the thing with me is, on my podcast, I can do it all at once. It's a little bit different. You actually format it and have a time clock where you've got X amount of minutes that you can actually talk about something and then have a guest on or whatever. And then you've got commercials and this, that, and the other. That being said, if you really like a radio program, you want to visit those sponsors and say specifically, hey, I heard your ad on this and such show. Another reason why I'm buying your product, because if you support them, then we support you. That's how it works. So those are some things that need to be looked into, and because they're always going after sponsors of many of these broadcasters to try to bring them down. It happens all the time. But that's one of the things that we need to look at is these fuckers want your soul, and they will not stop until they have it. And they'll do everything they can to try to take you down, take you out. There's a song I'm thinking in particular. Oh, yes. Freeland. Yep. So that's pretty much how it works. So this sort of boils down to these fuckers are determined to take you out. So they want your soul. And so we're going to close tonight with Freeland.
Your cash, your house, your phone, your mind, your cash, your house, your mind. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Tell us your habits, your thoughts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Here's Macca's, here's Britney, here's cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some older. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life, from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wax, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live talk shows, here's video games, here's Cola Light, here's tin bowling, here's filter tips, here's college minutes, here's all night long, here's plastic.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Your cell phone, your wallet, your time, your ideas. No barcode, no party, no ID, no beers. Your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears. No SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here. Your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your bliss, your grass, your bits, your wrath, your laughs, your balls. We want.
We want your soul.
Your house, your
soul. We want your soul.
Your house.
right. They want your soul and everything else that they can get in the process. They can take your family. They can sterilize you. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen the movie Children of Men with Clive Owen, it's definitely worth a watch. And they tell you, I think, in the beginning or at the end of the film, that what happened was because of the swine flu, they came up with a vaccine that sterilized all the women but one. And this one was pregnant. She was about 8 months pregnant. They were trying to help get her in a medical ship to find out how she was able to conceive before the government could find her and kill her, because basically humanity is going to die within 50 years. So these are things we need to talk about. We don't talk about controversial things because we want to talk about the weather. We talk about things that matter. And we are quickly losing that here in the United States. So the only way we can get away from that is the states to start planning on seceding all at once. We need to have a 50-state secession that basically render the District of Columbia superfluous. And with the Declaration of Independence, we basically say we no longer recognize that we are starting over. That's how you take care of that ship. But you better make sure, because you get freedom of speech, but just watch what you say. Ice-T talked about in his 1989 album, The Iceberg, freedom of speech, just watch what you say. And we're going to close out tonight with that very track, because a lot of stuff he says in this album is spot on. Again, stuff that was all came out 20, 30, 40 years ago is even more relevant now and more poignant now than it was back then. Ice-T, freedom of speech.
Hey, yo, Ice, man, I'm working on this term paper for college. What's the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech. That's some motherfucking bullshit. You say the wrong thing, they lock your ass up quick. The FCC says profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take a shit all day. Think I give a fuck about the silly bitch named Gore, your PMRC. Here we go, war. Yo, shit, what's the matter? You ain't getting no dick, you bitching about rock and roll. That's such a shit, dumb bitch. The Constitution say we all got a right to speak. Say what we want, tip. Your argument is weak. Censor record, TV, school books, too. And who decides what's right to hear you? Hey, PMRC, you stupid fucking assholes. The sticker on the record is what makes us so gold. Can't you see? Your alcoholic. Idiots, the more you try to suppress us, the larger we get. Freedom of speech! Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, boy, just watch what you say. You have the right to remain silent. Fuck that right. I want the right to talk, I want the right to speak, I want the right to walk where I wanna, yell and I'm gonna, tell and rebel every time I'm on a microphone on the stage, cold illin', the knowledge I drop will be heard by millions. We ain't the problems, we ain't the villains, it's the suckers, the problem, the truth from our children. You can't hide the fact, Jack's is violent through the streets every day, any fool can recognize that, but you try to lie and lie and say America's some motherfucking apple pie. Yo, you gotta be high to believe that you're gonna change the world by a stick on a record sleeve. Cause once you take away my right to speak, everybody in the world's up shit creep. Freedom of speech! Yeah, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, boy, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Ha ha, you better watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics. Explicit lyrics.
Let me tell you about down south. Real motherfucker might as well not even have a mouth. Columbus, Georgia said they'd lock me up if I got on the stage of my show and said fuck. So I thought for a minute and said no, I wasn't even gonna do a damn show. Cause for me to change my words for my rhymes was never gonna happen cause there's no sellouts on mine. But I'm about to get those motherfuckers one day. They even arrested Bobby Brown and Cool J. Yo, they got this coming cause I'm mad and I'm gunning, homeboys, and there's no running. I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you. No bull, no lies, no slack, just straight facts. Columbus, Georgia, you can suck my dick. You ain't nothing but a piece of fucking shit on the damn map.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, you better watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Just watch what you say.
Parental advisory. Parental advisory.
Freedom of speech, let them take it from me, next they'll take it from you, then what you gonna do? Let them censor books, let them censor art, PMRC, this is where the witch hunt starts. You'll censor what we see, we read, we hear, we learn, the books will burn. You better think it out, we should be able to say anything. Our lungs were meant to shout, say what we feel, yell out what's real, even though it may not bring mass appeal. Your opinion is yours, my opinion is mine, if you don't like what I'm saying, fine. But don't close it, always keep an open mind, a man who fails to listen is blind. We only got one right left in the world today. Let me have it or throw the Constitution away.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah. Just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech.
You better watch what you say.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, boy. You better watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics. Explicit lyrics.
What they're trying to do with radio, with this McCarran-Walter Act, and a lot of other ways, is start by saying that they're protecting the public from wicked rock bands or girly magazines or whatever, but if you follow the chain of dominoes that falls down, what they're really trying to do is shut off our access to information itself. If they can't do it by law, they know there's other ways to do it.
That's right. So here at Resolution Radio, we are resolute making sure that our freedom of speech is completely heard, and anyone else can tune and listen to it as they choose. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice, because obviously you chose to tune in this program because you wanted to hear something. Ah, hail Tyr.
May the blessing of Tyr be upon you.
Yes, God of War, we're going to have to definitely start invoking him very soon, because it's about to come to that point. Our brothers and sisters, I appreciate you listening to the Sunny Thomas Show here on the Resolution Radio Network. Make sure you tune in after midnight and listen to the political successful James Edwards coming up next, as well as Nordic Frontier on Saturday, and European American News with Gunnar Troy on Sunday. Salajima.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look toward the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
You produce your own music and want to market it successfully. Your solution, Fire.com. This is how digital music distribution works. Register, load up song, and earn money. Fire.com takes your music into over 300 download portals. For example, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or Beatport. Register now and take off with Fire's professional music distribution. Load up your music.
Greetings, fellow white people. Nazi propaganda bot here. Have you visited NordicResistanceMovement.org yet? If not, why? Are you an English cigarette? At NordicResistanceMovement.org, you will find the latest and the greatest regarding the movement and the Nordic people's struggle. Activist reports with action from the street. Ideological articles to stimulate your mind. Videos, interviews, radio and more. From the Weed Bonfire you will find an article written by Simon Lindbergh himself. He wrote about our vision for a united North contra-collergist ILEU. We also published Simon Holmes' article called The Psychology of Genocide, which details how whites have been tricked into hating themselves and need to wake up to the glory of their ancestry. So you think this sounds nice? You want some of this? Then head on over to NordicResistanceMovement.org and get your daily dose of National Socialist stimulus.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.